celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles in the upper room. And really, it's good and important for us to acknowledge the power of the Spirit, that the power of the Spirit helps, certainly help the apostles to be witnesses, to testify to the risen Lord, but also helps, the Holy Spirit helps us to be the people we're called to be if we but open ourselves up to the Spirit and allow the Spirit to move and dwell within us and transform us more and more each and every day into being an image of Christ. And we hear in the gospel Jesus speaking to his apostles the night before he goes to his death at the Last Supper. He's talking with them and sharing with them various things. And there he talks about, reveals to them about the advocate whom he's going to send. The advocate who is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says a number of things about the Holy Spirit. And of course, the Holy Spirit, being the third person of the Blessed Trinity, obviously is God and very powerful. And so I want to bring out three of the things that Jesus brings up to the apostles. And we heard about those in the gospel, about some of the things the Holy Spirit helps us in. Jesus tells them that the Holy Spirit will give testimony or testify to Jesus. So testify or give witness or give evidence for Jesus. So you might think, well, why do the apostles need more evidence of Jesus? Because if we have more evidence, this is the idea, if we have more evidence about Jesus from our own experience, from what we experience, we then can better testify and witness to that to others. So Jesus says that to them, and if we think about it this way, because he also said at one point that the Holy Spirit will teach you everything. Well, what about them being with Jesus? Were they not learning and growing and understanding from what Jesus was living? His actual testimony to them? His witness? So this is part of the human condition. You know, when we experience things, and the apostles, they experience Jesus. That's the first step. But there's also a follow-on, as we have to then grasp it. We have to grow. We have to learn. So the apostles are with the Lord. They're seeing things. They're experiencing things. They're learning from the Lord. But it's only when the Spirit comes and actually teaches them do they grasp. Yeah, you know, we kind of wonder, well, why didn't the apostles have it figured out? I mean, Jesus was with them. Why didn't they have it figured out when Jesus, you know, when he had to die? Well, the Spirit hadn't been sent yet. So Jesus is telling us that human experience, yes, we experience things and we need to experience things. You know, I mean, certainly there are some that just are inspired and they come to know it. But more it's for us as human persons. We experience things, and from those experiences, we learn. So we have to have the experience. So the same with the apostles, they experience the Lord. So this is part, you know, if we want the Holy Spirit to testify and give us evidence for Jesus. So when we experience something in our lives, really to look at it from a spiritual perspective. How is the Holy Spirit giving me more evidence of Jesus and how Jesus, God, is working in my life, how he's my Savior. So to have that mindset, you know, how am I learning? How is the Lord teaching me? How am I growing in this? Holy Spirit, help me. So what we have to actually do things. So it's like prayer. We have to pray. Okay, I don't feel like praying, or it's hard to pray, or I get distracted. It's like, okay, you're forgetting about the Holy Spirit. At one point, the scripture says that it's really the Holy Spirit who really brings our prayers to the Lord and really helps us. So what we have to do is enter into prayer and then allow the Holy Spirit to help us and strengthen us and to teach us and help us to talk with the Lord. So prayer. Also, you know, reading scripture, reading the Bible, maybe spiritual works. She's like, well, I don't feel like reading it, but we're called to read it. Read the scripture. Allow the Spirit to help us. You know, maybe there's different questions or things that we have, and the Holy Spirit can teach us. But we have to actually do it. It's like coming to Mass. Well, I don't feel like going to Mass. Just go. Just go to Mass. The Spirit's going to transform you. It's going to transform us. We just go, you know. What do they say? One of the big things is just showing up. So to go to Mass, you know, in our trials and struggles and difficulties and these kind of things in our lives, is there evidence if we look back? Are we going through something? Is there evidence that Jesus is with us? Is the Holy Spirit helping us through trials and sufferings? Do we experience, you think back, you know, when you went through some tough times and you turned to the Lord, did you grow spiritually? Did we grow spiritually? Yeah, we do. If we open up ourselves to the Holy Spirit and the movements within us of those trials and sufferings. What do they say? Gold is tested by fire. We can expect sufferings and things from the Lord if we're going to grow, have more evidence of Jesus working in our lives. And certainly the joys and the things that we experience that are just wonderful, to acknowledge and acknowledge God in those. It's a foretaste of eternity. And so when we experience these things, it's more real to us, the experience of the Lord and the Holy Spirit. So then we can share that with others. We can be better witnesses. Because we are called constantly to be converted, to be changed, to be transformed more into an image of Christ. The second thing I want to bring out is that the Spirit of truth, it's interesting, I'm truth, will guide us to all truth. Now, Jesus, before he, at the Last Supper, before he died, he said to the apostles that he was the way, the truth, and the life. So the Holy Spirit, again, guides us to the truth, so he guides us to Jesus. But he guides us. Guiding, what is guiding? You know, it's like, okay, I'm guiding you, I'm with you along the way. I don't just say, hey, here's what you're supposed to do, and just good luck. No, the Holy Spirit guides us. He's with us. He's along on our journey with us. He's guiding us. So it's like, okay, you go to this first step. Well, there, I'm there. And then the next step, the Holy Spirit's there. The next step, next step, next step. So he's along the journey with us. So you're like, well, where are you, Holy Spirit? I'm here. You just have to trust that I'm really here. Okay. He's guiding us, so he's with us. So this is the thing, you know, as we're going through and experience various things, to ask, talk to the Holy Spirit. Okay, how are you leading me? Where are you going? How is this working? Guide me. Give me strength. Help me. And that's how we're called to constantly grow. So to have that trust, the Spirit is guiding us. Not to lose heart or just get disheartened, but to have that trust. And lastly, Jesus says that the Spirit will declare to you the things that are coming. So this is the thing, you know, the Holy Spirit can inspire us to maybe have intuitions or insights into the future. You know, and so there's a lot going on in our world today. You know, a lot of people might be worried, you know, it's like, well, what's going to happen or whatever. There's a lot going on, but we are called to stay close to the Lord. The Holy Spirit might inspire us and say, yeah, keep your focus on the Lord. Keep your focus on heaven. Keep your focus on, and we heard that in that beautiful sequence, you know, about basically the salvation of our soul. You know, keep that your focus. That's important, obviously. The world will pass away, but focus on staying close to the Lord, to allow the Holy Spirit to help us and to save us, if we but acknowledge and open ourselves up to the Spirit. And if we have insights or whatever, to say, okay, how is the Spirit in those insights helping me to prepare maybe for that, whatever happens, or make me ready or strengthen me or maybe console me or help me to not be fearful? True love casts out fear. So for us really to be acknowledging, okay, Holy Spirit, you're helping me and giving me insights, but help me really to stay focused on the Lord. So we pray just again for the Holy Spirit to help us, to give us more evidence of our in our daily lives of Jesus, for us really to be guided by the Spirit, help us to realize He's there, and also to allow the Spirit to help us for future things, to help us remind us of that we're called certainly to follow after Jesus and that our focus is on the Lord.